Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. What a difference a day makes. Yesterday, TV trucks, tents, and rain for the sentencing of Sam Bankman-Fried. When we were standing here yesterday, we didn't know what the sentence would be, but now we do. We live-tweeted it in all of its glory. Judge Kaplan listening, Sunil coming in from London to testify on behalf of victims, Sam Bankman-Fried with a kind of rambling, not very acceptance of responsibility speech, saying basically the money is there, or it's really John Ray, my life is over, and yes, 25-year sentence handed down. Right after that, though, we ran to yet another. There's the civil case of SEC versus Terraform Labs, but the co-defendant is Do Kwon, who's criminally charged here in SDNY. Whether he'll ever come and face the charges, we don't know. He's in Montenegro. Also upstairs and brought in from the MDC, Avi Eisenberg. Less high profile, but it's the Mango Markets hack. I believe his father was in the audience. There were very few people there. The difference between the two cases was extreme. His trial is coming soon, and it was arranged yesterday that he will not be going up to sidebars with the judge, because then the jury would know that he's in detention. And those two gentlemen in the suits with him are the marshals. Now, speaking of that, current Senator Bob Menendez, who has announced that he's not running in the Democratic primary for the seat historically his in New Jersey, Senate seat, yesterday, surprisingly, this is a surprise. Sometimes there are surprises in the court. He could have filed an interlocutory appeal to a ruling against him on the, quote, speech and debate clause. He's trying to say that whatever he did for Qatar and Egypt was all covered by privilege, speech and debate. But he's not going to appeal that, which actually seems to imply, he said he might appeal it afterwards, of course, if he were convicted. But he seems to believe that he might somehow be found innocent and run, but not innocent, not guilty, and run as an independent. Hope springs eternal. We'll cover that trial. May 6th is the date. It would have been changed if he'd appealed and asked for a stay and gotten a stay, but he's not appealing. So May 6th it is, and we will be on that case. Now, the UN is a sinkhole of not only censorship. They've thrown Inner City Press out for live-tweeting their budget in the same way we did Sam Bankman-Fried, but also a total failure. Not only have they failed on Gaza, not only have they failed on Ukraine, but perhaps relatedly, now they've failed even on North Korea, which could be even more explosive. Yes, the long-standing monitoring of North Korea for its nuclear and armaments work has been vetoed and is now dead. Antonio Guterres, nothing to be said, and the UN is closed today. Just another day of failure and censorship at the UN. We've applied to re-enter, and we will not cease, but now we're going into the courthouse for SEC versus Terraform and a drill rapper sentence. To be continued.